The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As I record this podcast this week, in a couple days will come the Super Bowl. Now, please don't shut me off. I'm not going to talk about the Super Bowl per se, but things around it, which pertain to each and every one of us. Yeah, because I know not everybody likes football. In fact, roughly 100 million will watch the Super Bowl at best. That means 200 million in our country won't be watching, because we're 300 million or so, and the rest of the world won't be watching. So it's not like everybody's going to be watching it. But if, as I go on, you're not a fan of football, then think of some other event. Some other event that you really like to go to, because all of this kind of pertains to that as well. Have you ever heard of the description of these luxury boxes in these huge stadiums and in other special events? Oh my gosh. The better ones are large rooms that overlook the field or the concert hall or whatever you're viewing. But you're behind the window. You have a great view of absolutely everything that's going on. And depending on the size of this luxury room, it can be as small as holding 6 people up to 20 people. And there's wonderful chairs right in front of the window. But you can walk around if you want. And if it's an outdoor event like a football game, it is climate controlled. So if it's below zero, not in that luxury box. It's 72 degrees. And if it's 100 degrees like the middle of summer at a baseball game, well, no, not in that luxury box. It's 72 degrees. If it's snowing or raining, not there. And in the back of the room, in these luxury boxes, there can be a whole table, a buffet of food, of all the wonderful choices of things that you might want to have. And if you need to go to the bathroom, that's there in the corner as well. You don't have to climb through a bunch of people waiting in line just to get to that big bathroom down the hall. Oh, you know, I often said I will not go to a football game. It's just too large, too noisy. But if I got into a luxury box kind of like this, maybe I would go. Now, imagine for a moment. And again, if you don't like football, think of another event that you do like. A live play, concert, an event. The Wednesday before this big event, you get a knock on the door, and there's a gentleman standing there, and he hands you an envelope. And he says, in this envelope, there are tickets for the plane, for the hotel, and for the event, and for a luxury box. They are yours. Courtesy of my superior, they are a gift to you. And he turns and walks away, and you stand and hold that envelope, and you open it, and you, well, if you're blind like me, you call the wife and you go, hey, what's in here? And sure enough, there are tickets. But what would you do? Would you just take that man's word at the door who gave you this envelope? Do you believe it? Well, you could go to the airport and verify the ticket. Okay, yeah, it was. So you take the airplane and you go. You figure, what have I got to lose? And you go to the event or the hotel, and you got a room that night and the next night. And then you go to the event, and sure enough, you got a wonderful luxury box. Oh, my goodness. Well, you maybe have caught on. I did say this was a gift given by the superior, by that gentleman. Well, that's kind of the way salvation is for you and for me. There's several Bible verses that point out. Well, the one I'm thinking of is Romans chapter 6. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Notice, the free gift is not a gift with strings attached. The free gift of God is eternal life, the big event. But if you're trying to get there by your own, you got to pay. And that's what you'd have to do if you want to go to one of these events. You got to pay. And if you don't got the great gift, you'd have to pay. Oh, man, I've heard for the event coming up this week, tickets right now are in the thousands. And that's just for the game. And then there's the hotel. I heard on the radio, minimum is $600. And it can go on up. And then you're not talking the food and all the other things. You'd have to pay to get there. I mean, we're talking, I don't know about you, but I don't got that type of money. It's impossible. Well, that's kind of the way it is for you and me and comes to God and salvation. It's impossible. We can't earn our way. We can't do enough good works to get there. Isn't it wonderful? Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. You know, some people, though, they're given that gift and they go, not me, I'm not worthy. Well, that's true. The man at the door might say, but they're still here and you can go. No, I can't go. I don't believe it, some might say. And that's how people are with salvation sometimes. Okay, now let's take another twist to this. So you do go. You get on the plane. You got the hotel. And you go to the event, and this luxury box, you can't believe it. Oh, my gosh, this is just, oh, you're so thankful. And you think to yourself, you got to write a thank you note. Oh, my goodness, oh, I will. Oh, it's just fantastic. Oh, I can't believe I'm here. Well, after 30 minutes of the event going on, you start to get hungry. And so what do? You get up and you go out the door and you go to the concession line and you stand in line waiting and waiting and waiting until finally it's your turn and you put in your order and sets it on the counter and then he says, that'll be $100. $100? This is that big event. You pull out your wallet. You only got 10 bucks there. I can't pay for it. Sorry, sir, then you can't have the food. And he goes on to the next customer, and there you stand, hungry. Well, you figure since you're out, you might as well go to the restroom. And so you wait in line because it's a long line, and wait and wait and wait, and you finally get in, and you go. And then you go back to your luxury box, and you sit down. And your friend says, oh, man, you missed the greatest moment of this fantastic event. Oh, golly! And by the way, where were you anyway? And so you tell them, well, I was waiting in line, waiting and waiting, and found out it's buku bucks for any food. And your friend says, but there's food in the back. It's free. And there's a bathroom right in the corner. It's there for your use. And it hits you. You just wasted all that time. You missed so much of that event because you were trying to get it yourself? The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. That's what Paul wrote. And it pertains to us not just for the big event of heaven, but the things around life as well. The wages of sin is death. If we try to make our life good and happy and pleasing and stimulating and are always looking out for ourselves, the wages of sin is death. But if we turn and trust and look to God, the free gift of God is eternal life. Because you see, when you don't trust in God for everything, not just salvation, when you do what you know you shouldn't because you just think you're going to get something, well, you're not. We think we're getting something, but we really don't. Believing isn't just for the big event. Trusting God is for all of our daily life. Believing that He'll provide for us in all our days. I know those words are sometimes hard to swallow as you're facing hardship and difficulty, but do realize it's God who said them, God who promised, and God who said He is with you standing right there. And sometimes it isn't exactly what we want or think we want. But if we'll stop and take a look at God and say, what do you want? Odds are we're going to find something better. Something so much better. And sometimes we have that hardship at the end of life. Death. Because we still have that consequence that we still struggle through. But we have the gift of eternal life awaiting us. And knowing that God is with us and will bless us in eternity and bless us now, oh my gosh, we can be at peace. Dear Jesus, help us to always believe and trust in you so that we may have that gift of eternal life, not just for eternity, but for today as well. Even in the midst of our chaos and chaotic world, a world full of sin, a world in which our bodies are experiencing sin, help us to have that gift of eternal life. In your name, Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.